Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March 6th. The grains overnight, we had May corn down 3¾ cents at 636. May wheat making new lows for this move at down 11 at 697¾. These are the lowest prices we've seen in wheat since September of 2021. Beans down 5¼ cents at 1513½. No question the wheat weighed on the beans and corn overnight. But the meal was higher, was up another $2. Bean oil was down 63. This week we've got the WASDE report on Wednesday. We're looking for the USDA to, you know, come up with some kind of numbers for Argentina. It seems like the trade average guesses are around 30 to 32 million. I think the USDA isn't going to come close to those numbers. I'd be surprised if they were under 35 or 34 on the beans. Corn, the average guess is 36 to 39. I think it'd probably be somewhere around 39. I don't think they're going to lower these numbers that fast this quick right now. So, you know, I think, you know, everybody's talking about how hot and dry it is in Argentina. Yet all I keep seeing is a lot of pop-up showers. Yes, it's been hot. Temperatures ranging back up into 100 degrees, but looks like it's cooling off. They're getting more rains. These rains will help, but not to the extent that they would have, you know, 2-3 weeks ago. Brazil bean harvest is now 50% done. They've been a little bit slowed because of the rains. They're just a little bit behind the averages, and they will certainly get it in. This week, we expect to hear more talk about the Russian grain deal. Very little comment by the Russians over the weekend regarding the extension of the export grain corridor. I think they're going to do it once it's all said and done. I think there's going to be a lot of static by the Russians between now and then, trying to goose the price up where they can sell some more. But ultimately, I believe it's going to get done. We know that there's delays in seeding down in the south and delta. It's been awful wet down there, but they will get those seeds in the ground when it's all said and done. We did have some sales this morning, 110 corn to Japan, 182 corn to unknown. That's most likely China. That's probably those purchases that we talked about last week that hadn't showed up yet. I think this is what it is, and it seems like a relatively small amount to really change the market. Looking forward to this week. We've obviously got export inspections at 10 o'clock. We've got the WASDE on Wednesday at 11 o'clock. There is a slew of government numbers coming out on the economy. I think just about something every day. But I don't know that it'll have a big impact on the beans, corn, or wheat. I think it's going to be a function of what do the funds want to do here before the report. Funds are still heavily long corn, heavily long beans, meal. They're long just a little bit of oil. They're short, you know, a considerable amount of wheat. So we'll have to see what they want to do here before the report. I would not be pressing the short side of wheat down here with the dryness in India. Still a lot of dryness in the southwestern plains, but Kansas City wheat was down as much as 16, 17 cents overnight. So that's certainly not a good indicator there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.